Hello and welcome to Word for the Day. This is Father Pete Matthews from St. Patrick's Anglican Church in Lexington, Kentucky. And in today's Word for the Day, we are reading in Psalm 115. I'm looking at verse 8. It says, "Those who make them are like them, and so are all who put their trust in them." Those who make them are like them, and so are all who put their trust in them. In the context, the psalmist is writing about idols, false gods. And as he talks about all the different things people do to carve gods and make gods, he says, so those who make idols, those who make false gods, they become like their false gods. They become like what they put their trust in. This is a really, really profound truth and really essential, I think, to understand human nature and how the world works and how the spiritual life works. So the scriptures would tell us, and actually even some anthropologists would affirm, that one of the central, if not the central realities of what it means to be a human person is we are worshipers. It's baked deeply into who our psyche and our emotional life and our mental life. Just there's like a built-in telos, and that's a technical word for a built-in purpose or goal that we all reach for. We are insatiable worshipers. That's the first thing to note. And then what we worship shapes who we are. One of the conversations in our culture right now is about identity. In a lot of the language in popular culture, in some more serious culture that's not Christian-oriented, is that I look within myself to find my identity. But actually, that's really impossible, actually, because we're all born kind of as Emil Durkheim said, looking glass cells. We look to others to define who we are. We look outward. And ultimately, we look to what we define as the most important thing in our lives to define who we are. That's how we're wired, I believe. That's worship. Whatever is most important to you, whatever you put your ultimate trust in, that's what you worship. And so even though there are many people who may not worship, you know, official other gods from the ancient world, we still worship things other than God. So the point is, if your worship is wrong, it will distort and corrupt your personhood, your sense of identity, and how you live. If your worship is right, it will form you into the kind of person you're created to be. So as an example, you go back to the ancient world, and so God always combined his critique of Israel from the prophets with, you are unjust to the poor, you're sexually immoral, you live all these wrong ways, and you worship false gods. And they weren't separate things. They actually tied right together. Because they worship the gods of the nations, the values of those gods shaped them, and the values of those gods did not look like the values of Yahweh, the values of the God revealed in the Old Testament, who is Jesus Christ. And he called them to worship him rightly. That's why, for example, in the Old Testament, you have a whole book called Leviticus all about how to worship, because it's so critical, it's so important, it forms who we are. So the psalmist is picking up on that, saying, look, you become like what you worship. You become like what you want to worship. So that's why right worship is so important, and right worship actually shapes everything. It shapes me personally. It shapes a worshiping community. It shapes cultures, I believe. You know, as more and more people in a culture worship the triune God and are Christian, it shapes the culture. Of course, this side of Jesus coming back, there's no culture that won't be stained deeply with sin and brokenness. We're still human. We're still fallen. But it even will shape cultural patterns and values. And their historians will talk about how a lot of the values we have in the West in terms of human rights and social justice and these things, they really aren't just sort of modern liberal values. They actually come deeply out of the Christian tradition. And if you look back historically, that really rings true because, for example, ancient Rome and other ancient cultures, the whole idea that people would be all equal, would have rights, would have intrinsic value, it just doesn't exist. The only place it exists is in the Old Testament and the New Testament. It's a powerful thing to think about. But let me get back to my central point. So we need to be faithful worshipers as disciples because who we worship shapes who we are. So our weekly worship in Eucharist, our daily worship in word and prayer, these are essential practices and they're central to everything we do because they form everything we do because we become like what we worship. That's what's underneath that verse in Psalm 115. God bless and have a great day.